Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Excuse me, Captain Cindy. Captain Cindy. Oh. I think she fell asleep in one of our shows, y'all.
Come back later. Me no wakey.
Look at Laverne.
Strong come true, shoulders. And we'll do it our way.
It's a great theme song.
It's a great theme
when
song.
When she put the glove on that on the beer top, bottle.
That I was seen.
Yo, this is Blow Dead Man. The Fall Guy.
Season 7, episode 17.
I believe the penultimate episode. Has to be. I believe.
This is a lot of episodes for Below Deck, right?
No, usually they do like 18 and two reunions.
Okay.
Or one reunion. Yeah.
People are not loving this season. I've had so many people lately saying, God,
it's Below petered
Deck,
out.
Man. It's petered out.
It's petered out. Sure.
Captain Sandy's not even waking up. She's just in there watching her shows.
I feel like this has been a really good season for her.
It has.
She seems, one, capable. Two, she hasn't really tried to steal the spotlight. There aren't as many lectures this season.
Well, she's getting that. She has her leadership tour. She's using that energy elsewhere.
I just think she's being on her best behavior.
We did get a pretty good Captain Sandy lecture in this.
Yeah, there's we definitely won't do a theater later on it.
We won't. y'all, a couple of things we want to tell you before we get going. One, we're doing, on November 19th, I'm going to be doing Don't Tell My Mother, a live show at the Dynasty Typewriter. Our friend Nikki Levy, I'll be doing that show. Get your tickets at our Linktree link. And then on December 3rd.
I'll be entertaining that night on pianocat.com.
You will.
Pianocat on picklefinder.net.
Picklefinder.net. And then on December 3rd, we're going to be doing a show with Kate Casey. She's going to do a show at the Improv here in Los Angeles.
We're guesting. We're not.
We're guesting. Yeah, we're guesting.
Let's not say, don't say it's our show.
No, it's not our show. It's not our show.
We're not doing, live shows again until next fall, possibly early spring with a Vegas show.
Possibly. We'll see.
We're working on it.
We're trying to find gay mafia in Vegas that Poodle can sleep with. Let's be honest. I'll sleep with them too. We just want a show in Vegas, y'all. But a lot of them actually are quite heterosexual and a bit homophobic. We've been chased out of buildings and
never stopped me before.
We once thought we were going to get shivved and Poodle ended up having to smoke 3 packs of cigarettes and was high for 3 days. Didn't go good.
I'm not high on candy anymore, y'all. Halloween done come and gone.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing an apology on our 90-day show for that. Get ready.
I don't remember most of what happened.
You don't. Sissy, our producer Christina made a video, and Jake said, I don't remember
that. I was shocked that I even said half of that. I do remember wanting to snatch off your face like a mask. I was hallucinating.
You were.
I'd had so much Halloween candy. I was on a sugar high.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
No shit. So we want to let y'all know about those things. Anything else? We're not doing Below Deck Adventures or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I think we'll let it go. It's going to be a potential bicurious. We're gonna be fine with doing one thing of, because the OG comes back on November 21st.
Yeah,
with Captain Lee, which may be Captain Lee's last season, supposedly. But we're enjoying. I think that's the season with Fraser. Fraser is Chief Stew.
It is. I'm excited for that.
Fraser as Chief Stew looks like a lot of other madness.
Yeah. Looks messy.
Yeah. I love mess.
Speaking of loving mess, y'all, Love is Blind.
We just recorded our episode for our show for episode 9, and we had lots of all these Love is Blind shows are so long because we have so much to talk about.
We do. I think it makes a lot of people at home talk about it as well. But also it's we talk about the editing, but also with y'all, it's just this was the episode 9 was, again, we signed an agreement, so we can't talk about a lot, but I'll say it was kind of like I thought it was gonna be a slower episode, and then the ending happened. It's just every week. God, it's good, y'all. It's real good. It's real good. I know.
That's the episode in one word.
If Mother Poodle was watching it, she just would. She would know what this foolishness.
She would not. She could not stand. I need to bring this. She's also one of those people who I brought it up. I would make her watch one episode. She'd watch all of it.
Can you? Do they have Netflix at home?
Yes.
Can you make her watch an episode of Love Is Blind and report back on what she says when you go home for Christmas?
I think you should have her watch something. That's a good idea. I'll see what she wouldn't. Here's the thing. She would do it in secret. Like, I would make her watch like 5 minutes, but then she'd go back and do it.
But what if she watched, say, Mom, I want you to watch, this is my job. Of course, you couldn't watch
it's your
the
job,
show.
Not mine.
you couldn't watch the show while you were taking notes because she would probably ask you questions.
No, she'd ask me 1,000 questions. My brother and I call her the Riddler. Because she is constantly, if we do anything for her, I'm kind of the same way.
You are.
She has 1,000 fucking questions. No. And if I'm helping her fix something, God forbid I have to like help her with her printer, or because I'm tech support when I'm home. My mother's like, so what is it? What does this do? And what is this? And she has 1,000. My brother, when he does a job now, says, okay, you're allowed to ask 3 questions.
And she's over there just biting her jaw, thinking, is this the one I asked?
She asks so many questions. It's a little much. She'll just ask, she just keeps going.
Don't know what that's like at all. We should move on.
Oh, y'all. Right. Kyle is down. He has fallen.
He is yelping.
And he can't get up.
Like a bottom who just got fucked by a Cuban dick for the first time.
Maybe
just,
this is me. This is me. But I was like, with that amount of crying, your ankle better be broken.
Okay. I thought that too. I was a little bit like, girl, she acted like her foot was falling off.
Also, I would be on camera. Do you know what if you sawed off my leg with a chainsaw, I'd be like, I'm fine. I'm okay.
I would too. I would too.
Maybe you forget the cameras are there. I don't know. I would, my biggest fear would be someone would be mocking me later on.
Yeah, you know what? It goes back to playing sports.
Well, I play a lot of sports.
But we always had little hurt things where you got hurt in sports. And I remember Coach Billy Idol, he would say, Billy Idol? Yeah, that's the coach.
I think that's wrong. Idol is a rock singer.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, my God. No, Billy Idolman. That was it. Idolman. Sorry.
Yeah, Billy Idol is an 80s rock singer. Everyone knows that.
Hey, Mark.
Nice day for a white wedding.
No, Mr. Idol, Billy, Coach Idol. He would say
Idol or Idleman. You keep saying Idleman, it wrong. Sorry.
Idleman.
God, I need to get you that brain scan. I need to do that this week.
He would.
I don't know what we can do about it.
He'd help me get up, and then he'd slap you on the butt and say, "Go walk it off, son."
What was that? What sport was that?
Baseball. Coach Pitch. I loved Coach Pitch.
Pitch?
Coach Pitch.
Coach Pitch. What's that?
Coach Pitch. Where it's in between, there's T-ball, and then before you go to Fast Pitch, where the kids, a kid who is your equal pitching, they do Coach Pitch.
Oh, so that makes sense.
The coach is pitching the ball to everyone and trying to throw you good throws.
That makes sense. I never made it past T-ball.
I
was okay with throwing the ball, but when the ball was coming at me in my face, I hid from the ball or was afraid of it.
No. And, yes, you did tell me that. And because I said, funny, that changed. Now you're fine with it.
I wasn't half bad at soccer, though. Wasn't half bad.
Yeah.
It was good. It was a good practice for running from the bullies who wanted to put me in a locker.
I liked soccer because I liked running because I thought my hair looked pretty and windswept.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Those are the thoughts you have.
Those were the thoughts we had. I played baseball till fifth grade, sixth grade.
Soccer started competing with piano competitions. So.
Same. I was doing choir. Didn't want to do that.
Yeah, okay. Y'all. All the gay boys just trickle out of sports, yeah. Because we have things like drama competitions or I don't know,
academic team. Yeah. Even
that mean more to us.
We lost a kid. He got really into. He was good at sports, and he Feroli, but he got it really into Indian art.
Okay, so. Great.
Miss Williams, she taught that.
So, but yeah, I it turns out he only either sprained some ligaments or he just not even tore some ligaments in his foot. I'm sure it's painful.
Yes.
But he was acting like he was giving birth.
He was acting like he was giving birth, yeah.
So what's your, anyway, that, yes. I got to say also what he said. And I know what he means, but I scream laughed. Being gay and working in interiors, I've already overcome so many obstacles. I know what he means, but like, I was,
I know,
like,
what he means.
Yeah, it's really hard being a gay man in housekeeping.
I don't want to be like, but Jake would say, you know, being a gay man working in
gay man in musical theater, I've overcome a lot of barriers. A
lot of challenges.
Being a lesbian in stage management,
yeah,
I've had to.
yeah,
being a gay man,
being a lesbian in my coven has been really difficult.
Being a gay man in the world of floral design, I've really had to change minds. And
barriers.
I know what he means. That they're like men. People think you're soft. I think that's also his South African upbringing. Which is very gendered, as we know. Anybody who's watched the OG season with the Brew Crew and all those fucking South African misogynists, or seen 90 Day and seen Ronald.
Ronald. So he falls. Captain Sandy knocks on they knock on Captain. She's not there, y'all. She's watching Laverne and Shirley. Meanwhile, Kyle's crying on the floor. Finally. She gets up, and
I think she handled it well, though, at least.
I think she handled it well. She stayed up all night waiting for him to come
back. I can't believe that.
At one point, she just looked shocked at the clock and goes, come on. I'd say that. I would, too. But he comes back at 4 a.m., and apparently he strained some ligaments.
Yes.
And I went, that's it.
I know. I wanted there to be more.
Because
this sounds
you've hurt
awful,
your
but...
foot. You've sprained your ankle and been on crutches several times.
I have sprained my ankle.
several times.
I have sprained my right ankle more than once.
And how did you do it, Poodle? Can you name the times?
Once was when I was on a golf course and I stepped in a hole. It was at my cousin's wedding.
What were you doing on the golf course?
Going to another place to drink.
Where had you been drinking before?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been drinking. Then I also, the other time I sprained it, it was running. I just kind of turned it when I was running, and I had to walk home. That was really rough. But
and sprained it at that wedding. That's when we were roommates, right? Because you came back, and it was fucking purple.
No, that was an ankle sprain. That was brutal. Yeah.
But did you get drunk and you walked on it? You didn't know how bad it was?
I did not know how bad it was. And that was when the doctor told me not to fly, but I had to get away from my mother.
Oh, man. I bet she was trying to take care. Because she loves it when you're incapacitated.
It was like, whatever happened to baby Jane? Yeah, I had to get out of there. I went against doctor's orders to get back to California. So Tosh and Nat are just like, oh fuck, I guess we're both on lates now. And the interior team is really going to need a lot of help. Sandy's up all night and he says, Kyle's very worried he's going to be sent home.
Yeah, because the doctor said he has to keep his foot up for 7 days.
Right. And I went, so that means not a lot of being up, obviously. Or if he is up, he can be sitting, I guess, and being elevated. And it's the next day.
Yeah, we're doing teabags. Sorry, we're going through
it. That's okay. My next teabag is very simple. It is that... we hear Tosh and Dave going at it, kind of talking shit. And Sandy overhears, her head.
It's time, yeah.
I think it's time for another episode of Below Deck Theater. Is that the infomercial
wrong
music?
That's the wrong infomercial. Sorry, wrong one.
All right. I'll be playing the role of Captain Sandy. You can play a mixture Dave of Dave Tash. Or Tosh.
Doesn't matter who I'm playing at this point. She doesn't even realize who she's talking to anyway. She's just talking.
It's true.
It's true. She has no idea.
She could talk to a sea lion who got aboard. You know what, Puffers? I've always thought that in this part of the world, people just don't listen to me, Puffers.
They don't Puffers.
Puffers. Puffers, the stowaway sea lion.
Stowaway.
I know. You'll always support me. Thanks for having my back, Puffers.
All right.
Let's
jump
in. And then.
No, I don't. Blah, blah, blah. We're fighting. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Hold on. Dave,
yeah.
Tosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sensing something here isn't right. What? I don't know what it is. I mean,
well, Captain Sandy, I was really.
You have been kind of at each other's throats at the beginning of the season, and you told me you were in a relationship at the beginning. I don't know what could be wrong now.
Well, Captain Sandy, well, she was just talking to me, and I was.
Yeah, but I don't understand what could be. Whatever it is, there were no clues to get me here that something could be wrong.
I showed you the text. Remember the? Okay, never mind.
No, I'm sorry. I was working on my next DJ set then, trying to find a way to put more Linda Perry in.
Yeah. Okay.
Lot of great remixes lately.
Yeah.
Linda Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, got
you. Know she wrote 11 more songs for Armageddon they didn't include? The whole movie was Linda Perry. Not many people know that. She's a friend. She's a friend. My wife nerves are better than me, but she's a friend. Okay. We play golf.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Had a drum circle with her once. Very yeah, adept.
Of course.
Very
of course.
Adept, that Linda. Yeah. Good skin.
What were we here for, Captain?
Where was I?
Yeah.
I know. The fact that you can't get along. I just need you to figure it out and be professionals. We got a lead. You got to lead my ship. That's how this works.
Okay.
You got to help me lead her ship. By her ship, I mean my ship.
Okay.
Get
okay.
it?
Yeah.
So yeah. I need you to be professional, and I want to leave this on a high note. I want to go out on a high note. I'm a showman or a showwoman.
It's show, probably.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is like that episode of It's a Living when Crystal Bernard, lover, decided she was going to take off, I don't know, something with her mother. And the other girls and Jillian said, absolutely not. We're all in this together. And Jillian said, I'm the captain of this ship and we're going to take this ship out and we're going to sail her through uncharted waters. We're going to make sure everyone has a good time and we're safe and all the toys are out.
Okay, we don't.
I think I'm confusing that story because they weren't on a boat. They were in a hotel.
Ah.
Or a restaurant. What was it? Who was the creepy guy who played the piano? What was that? He should have been fired. A woman would have been done that better. So, you know, what was I saying? Fix yourself. Fix your whatever you got going on here. Again, I was not informed of it. I didn't know what happened. I could not have seen any of this would happen. But fix it. And make sure we have some good charters. Okay? Think about the whole crew, not yourself. But more importantly, think about me. Think about me and my reputation. Okay? Ooh, music to my ears. I need to remix that. Ooh, listen to that voice. Soulful. Almost a visceral sound in her voice. You can hear it. Linda. I need to go back into the drum circle.
And sing.
Yeah, apparently Linda Perry wrote a whole score. Oh, I think if Kingdom Captain Sandy heard my impression, she wouldn't get it.
Not at all.
She wouldn't get it.
Not at all.
She's like, I don't say that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Not at all. I'm going to process that. Y'all, we're going to be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself,
never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed, have hope and find your happy.
You know how you know your guests are assholes? When they make Kyle Falling a crew member about them.
That's what I wrote. That's what I wrote. We see, we understand why, y'all. We know why that 21-year-old is.
Our luck that a crew member fell. We were having to stay on the dock. Our luck we're getting served fish. Can you imagine fish on the ocean?
And we know why Lila is insufferable, because her mother is a monster.
It's so interesting. It looks like Catherine, who these are the yacht owners, y'all. This is already everything you need to know. She says, apparently this wasn't on either of their preference sheets, that neither one of them liked fish. Well, Catherine says, I'm okay with fish as long as it's not fishy.
Fishy.
And I kind of understand what she's saying, but I think they were playing this up. They were trying to act like really discerning guests and trying to be problems. Or maybe this is just them. But
yeah, I think it's just them.
And I will say Seabream is, or we call it from where I come from, we call it Brim.
Brim.
You ever caught Brim?
I've never heard of that fish.
Really?
In my life.
Fish? Brim. Yeah.
Landlocked state.
So they were caught in lakes. We got freshwater.
Never heard of
freshwater bream. Last week we called not sea bream. I never heard them.
Are they good or are they a fishy fish?
They're pretty mild. Ours was freshwater bream though. I wonder if that's a regional thing, because I've never heard it said brim, like fill it to the brim, rim with brim. I'm questioning everything. Was I taught incorrectly by my father?
I don't know. All I know is they get stuck to a pipe, and I thought this was great karma for making Kyle's fall about you.
But then they try to solve it. They're like, hey,
that's what kind of pissed me off.
Does your anchor drop? Anyway, this was A lot of the latter half of the season has been trying to make things. I'm surprised the stabilizers haven't gone off again. just to create more of in the Truman Show that is this world.
Yes.
Andy That's Cohen.
When they have nothing to do, Andy Cohen goes, stabilizer, girl. And they just press it.
Because he also controlled the weather in Malta. That the guests would be on the deck.
He did.
Or on the dock. What's your next one besides the guests being awful?
Well, yeah, because they eat the fish. They're like, it's not that bad. And okay.
Lila's like, oh my God, you made me like fish.
And y'all, it's the only thing that fucking Kyle is able to do is blow up some balloons. And Kyle is acting like he just gave birth to triplets.
I think
he's just put out.
If I was Kyle, I would be super under the radar right now.
That's not what he's doing.
He's walking around, even in the end, when we'll get there in a minute. It's like, oh my God, I'm so tied up to this charter, y'all. And do you hear him ask, is anyone going out later? I went, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Honey, you're like knocked down.
No, when to zip it.
I say he's completely out of it, because when Grace, I heard that Grace girl go, oh God, okay, it's midnight, we're going to party and we're going to get wild. And I went, oh no.
Get into the, I want to close this to a frat party. That's when Reed's like, I remember when I was drunk for 69 days and I had to use my stocks to pay for my bar tab. Kind of like all college kids do.
Yeah. Like,
you know, when you sell stocks to pay, you know, I had to also give away cotillion lessons. It's so ridiculous.
I mean, it's just
everyone has to sell stock.
It just confirms what we said earlier when he said thing about Courtney, like he never had to really think about what he says to people.
No, he's a, I know exactly the kind of, he didn't grow up with a ton. I don't think he's hyper wealthy, but they had that kind of era. That area is very country club. He was probably given some stocks, and he sold them to pay his bar tab, which he was drunk for 69 days straight. That's something.
And people wonder why a lot of college kids go out of college and they have liver problems in their early 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your next one? I'm sorry.
Well, that led to, I kind of agree with Talia when she was like wondering, are we getting fucking pumped? Because she's just trying to mop the floor from where Storm got the wrong soap everywhere, and they're doing a fucking, of course, Grace is like, we've never seen the galley. Oh my God.
Let's do a conga line.
And they're conga line in the galley while she's trying to clean up, and she's just like, you can see her looking around like, are there other cameras that I don't know about? Yeah. Is Ashton Kutcher going to jump out?
It does seem like Andy Cohen goes,
cue the conga line.
If the stabilizer
go into the galley.
If the stabilizers would have gone off when they were in the galley, I would have lost my mind. Shit.
And Ed Harris at the helm says, cue the snowstorm.
Ooh, God, Ed Harris. Ooh. God.
He is.
God, that man could dick me down.
He's so hot to me, too. Mm. He was even hot when he's a little bit older in Westworld. When he was the villain.
He just gets hotter.
Yeah. Even when he had AIDS in The Hours. What? That's what happened. Just because I say AIDS doesn't mean it's a comedy killer.
Why?
I'm saying he had advanced AIDS.
Okay, everybody, we're going to move on.
I'm saying when he...
No, you don't need to say any more. We got it. He looks attractive all the time. That's what we understood.
That's what I'm saying. Usually, and that was Hollywood, obviously, because you don't... Late-stage AIDS usually doesn't make... Yeah.
Is that a shovel in your hand right now?
I'm going to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's your next teabag?
I just have to talk about the last day because it's the third day and the weather is good. And all of a sudden, it's operation, get these fuckers in the water.
Get these fuckers in the water.
Like, they are like pieces of gnocchi that we need to put in a boiling pot.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Okay, we got to get these motherfuckers in the water. We got to put them in there. We're going to do three days of water sports in an hour.
Until they rise, till they float to the top.
Exactly. These fat fuckers and put them in there. And she's like, you got to see, it's a good weather out. Got to trust the captain because I know how to lead my ship or her ship, as it were. And, y'all, we do find out later on that Tosh has told.
I was shocked by this.
Well, I think after 22 hours with no break and those two women working their asses off, I do have to say it's interesting that without Kyle, and this is also adversity, without Kyle, they found a way to get along.
Well,
because there's only one way.
There's only one way. So but she's so up Kyle's ass and they act like they love it, which is great. They love each other so much. That's great.
It's fucking codependent as shit.
It is. And I thought she would just try to tough it out for one, but she tells Captain Sandy, she's like, we got to get someone else. And Captain Sandy sends a text to her friend, Norma.
Who is the, that's the other name of Puffers. the stowaway sea lion. No one's really coming. She just whispered in Puffer's ears that the stew's coming. Texting stew's Puffers. Coming. Oh, so I expect Puffers has a hat on, like a little sea hat, and possibly a kerchief.
Yes.
Uh huh. so stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
I'm cracking myself up. Sorry. I need to move on. I've taken taken a lot of allergy medicine.
You're on allergy medicine, and you're keyed up.
And I'm also post 2-day candy hangover.
You're feeling it.
What's your next one?
I mean, that's really it. They give him an $18,000 tip, and then we just kind of have like, Tosh doesn't know how she's going to deal with Kyle leaving, and she talks to him, and Kyle gets it. He's like, I get it. I know that I can't do this.
But when he said, being with you is my entire life,
I went, what the fuck? Like, it's summer camp where you bond with people on summer camp, and it's never like this.
All of a sudden, it's like fucking, I don't know, like atonement.
Yes.
I don't know, or something like really, or like Bonnie and Clyde, or something really dark.
It was very dark.
I think it's a strange thing to say. It's never good to have two workers who bond this much.
No.
Because, yeah. And I think you even saw, it's one of the reasons why Tosh is bad energy on a ship, because she attracts, number one, besides attracting people, she collects people. And she takes them into confidence really quickly and makes Kyle, builds him up, makes them kind of like almost trauma bonded.
That's a good
And
she does that in relationships with men.
She's terrible
too,
because even when she tries to push people like Dave away, she needs him. Even near the end, Dave was saying, "It's okay, we'll work this out." Blah blah blah. I don't know how we're gonna work together. She's
hugging him. Yeah.
Yeah. She is constantly creating a situation for problems.
That's a good point. That's just,
yeah, she is. It's the energy of her.
Our pattern in relationships, romantic relationships, it might not be exactly similar, but we still relate to other people usually in that way as well, in some fashion.
No, totally.
That's all I got.
I had one little thing. I think maybe I don't.
No. Okay. All right.
No, it was. I just wrote down Kyle actually being wanting to go out.
Oh, you talked.
And I was just like, I think that was it. I'm so glad we got rid of these guests.
Yeah. So we think only one more episode. I guess it's going to be a really short charter.
I guess it's a one or a overnight charter. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I think, and I guess we'll have. I guess it's like that'll be like 30 minutes of the episode, and then 15 minutes of them just like jerking off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just 15 minute jerk off session, commercial free.
Y'all, that's
Storm is just jerking off onto Z's face.
Ooh. 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 And Reed's there too, just slapping their leg.
Oh, that's a big old dick too, y'all. Yeah. That's a big, big, like, donkey dick.
Okay. I'm going to let you get some things taken care of and maybe take some Sudafed. And we'll see y'all then next week. Yes. Welcome to November, y'all. Happy November.
Oh, I got to pay my rent.
Oh, fuck. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Go to the website, realitygaze.com. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And for right now, Twitter.
For right now.
We're making decisions about that. Doesn't look good.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
But anyway, y'all. So I would say put your money, or put your Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Find us there for right now.
Yeah, or on our website. It's a good bet.
A good way to go that way. And y'all, and we appreciate you so much. If you want to listen to this episode commercial free, you can subscribe to Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 tier via Supercast or Patreon and eventually Apple subscriptions, and you will get this show commercial free. All right. And we'll be having November. We'll be talking about, again, Below Deck. If you're in the Reality Gaze Plus, you'll be able to vote on our Bicurious for this month.
Yes.
That's how you get, people ask, how do you get to vote? Well, you get to vote because you're a member at any level of the Reality Gaze Plus, and we send you a little well, actually, it's in the Patreon. We send you a poll and then you vote. Poodle chooses three shows. Sometimes he lets me choose one, but usually Poodle chooses
Rarely.
Three shows. and then y'all get to choose. And whatever you decide is what we cover, whether we want to or not.
I have not overruled anyone yet.
You have not? I don't think I'd let you do that because you can ignore me, but I wouldn't let you ignore the people, Evita.
That's true.
They'd take you out.
Screw the middle classes. My fathers and their family were middle class.
No, we got to go. We got to go. No, all right.
I will say I made a playlist, Spotify playlist for Poodle's Broadway Corner. If you want to check it out on Spotify, if you look under Poodle's Broadway Corner, there's all about a 7-hour playlist of some of my favorite musical theater songs, some classics, some deep cuts. Some
7 hours?
Yeah, it's 7 hours. When I do something, I do it big. And also some songs that we've sung on the pod.
Oh, and let's download that or subscribe to that. And then that reminds me too, y'all, if you're in the Facebook group on Saturday, we're going to do a watch and chat of the Leslie Jordan movie Sordid Lives to just have a nice little remembrance of him. So you can join the Facebook group and there'll be a post coming soon about that. All right. That's it, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thank you for your support. We hope you have a good week. Until then, it's what, Poods?
Say it with me, Puffers.
Hey, girls. I just want to let y'all know, when I do that, I throw my head up to the sky like a seal.
It's full commitment.
Thank you.
That's one thing I will never say about you is you don't commit 100%. Anchors are gay. Thank you, Puffers.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.